Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
All right, good morning. Welcome into the Chase and Big Joe Show right here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. It's Friday. Man, the days just fly by now, and the weekend is here. I mean, it's a short week anyway because of Memorial Day weekend last week and everything, but we're here. We're going to get you ready for the weekend and get you going and get you put a smile on your face. Chase McCabe, the boss man, and we'll be here in just a little bit. He had some things to take care of at the old homestead. So Dr. Crane and I are going to hang out for a little bit until the boss man shows up. Dr. Crane, good morning.
Good morning to you, Joseph. How are things rolling?
I'm good. I moved the camera back in the studio about – I tried to get us, like, from Mars to the sun. Did it work?
You look phenomenal. It's like we're looking at a Victoria's Secret fashion show right now in the stream.
Oh, my – that good?
That good.
Okay. Maybe I should just sit here and look at the camera and not say a word.
Okay. If you want to do that, that's fine by me.
And stare at it. Yeah, big weekend for some local teams baseball-wise. Vanderbilt, we got coverage today at 10:45. Pregame with Andrew Allegretta at 10:45. Games at 11, right? Vandy takes on Coastal Carolina.
Yes.
And then the Tennessee Vols play tonight against Northern Kentucky. Not the school, like half the state. Going to come down.
Okay.
And do that. That always makes me laugh because when I was in TV, I always did this joke and nobody got it. Like when Belmont would go play Stetson, I'd always say they're playing the school, not the Cologne. And then so one person kept emailing like, that's the greatest joke of all time. And my reply was, you need to get out of the house or at least get a new streaming package on your TV if you think that's funny.
Or a new satellite dish, one of the two.
Or Friends.
Yeah, or Friends. That does help.
Perhaps it was me just emailing myself. I'm not sure about that.
Have you done that before, Jay?
I have done that before.
Okay.
It's like, how's it going, buddy? Stay, keep your head up.
A self-reminder.
It is. So Vanderbilt at
11. You go to the store today.
All right. Oh, man. So we go to Vanderbilt 11 o'clock, takes on Coastal Carolina, and then Tennessee with Northern Kentucky. Who's in the Tennessee other? Southern Miss, and then who's the other school? High Points with Vandy.
Yeah, they're with Vandy.
Coastal Carolina, Clemson, High Point, and Vandy.
There's a bracket right behind your computer.
Oh,
the
is
left
there?
There? Okay. The left.
Bracket.
There
All right.
You go, sir.
And I can't read anyway. To see that. All right, so that's good. So that's – and then Tennessee's got Northern Kentucky, Southern Miss, and this is excellent radio. I can't read this. This is one-point font. I can't – if I'm an ant, this does mean I can't read that. I can't
Indiana and Southern Miss is the other two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then Northern Kentucky.
And then Northern Kentucky. All right, well
– 1 point by font?
It's one-point font. I can't see. I hold it up. Nobody can read that unless you're an ant. Who did Rex Road print this off?
You should have heard him this morning. He was pretty upset about it. He goes, where on God's green earth can I find a bracket online? And then David chimed in and goes, where it says brackets on NCAA.com. And Joe goes, oh, my.
How David, how dare you talk down to Mr. Rex Road on the air like that? Yeah, that's why Chase is coming in. To have a talk with David the way he talked to Mr. Rexford. I've learned. And by the way, I was listening. Joe hates the White Sox. I mean, he doesn't hate him. He, like, hates the White Sox.
He's a Tigers fan.
That's Pat. Maybe that should be our question. I had another question for today because I talked to somebody yesterday that stood in line for 9 hours to get tickets to see Lainey Wilson tonight at the Sin Amphitheater. Listen, I love my kids. I'm not standing in 9 hours to see them.
Yeah, no thanks.
9 hours. You could. So here's how I figure things out, all right? So 9 hours. Now, I know you guys stand in line for concerts, sporting events, whatever. By the time you ended that, you could have been in Panama City. That's 9 hours.
You know, that's a valid point, Joe. That's a good way to utilize your time and think about where you need to go. I wouldn't mind going to Panama City right now. I'll get a little extra bit of sun rays tomorrow.
So you would leave here in 9 hours. They stood in line to see Lainey, which is fine. If that's your passion to do that, what's the longest? So we'll throw a question out today because it's Friday. We're going to have a lot of fun today. What's the longest you stood in line for something? How long would you stand in line to see for any sporting event, anything? How long have you stood in line?
Do you really want to know this?
I would love. I'd love to know this.
Okay. All right. I was working for a summer camp, okay? And it was for, you know, I was like one of the head counselors for the kids going field trips once a week.
Yeah.
So we went to Nashville Shores. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a good time. There was like 7 or 8 kids. They all had little food stipends. So you take them into the line, you wait. Well, it looked like Nashville Shores, like where you'd wait to get your food. It looked like it was abandoned. I didn't know what was going on. So I knocked on the side panel. I was like, hey, is anybody here? We have like a pizza stipend along with the food and fries. And got crickets. I saw people walking in the kitchen. They looked at me through the little vents, but then they looked away. I was like, what's going on? So I waited about probably 10, 15 minutes. I was like, all right, I need to find like a supervisor or something. This poor kid's getting hungry. And so I'm waiting and waiting. 35 minutes go by. Nobody. So I was like, I yelled, like, hello, anybody here? Anybody here to help at all? And sure enough, somebody walked out. He goes, oh, yeah, what can I do for you? I'm like, where have you been? It's 45 minutes to an hour. Like, is the food, like, has it been cooking? What's the deal? Oh, it's, we've been real busy. I'm like, there's no line. I was the only person there with 3 other kids waiting to get food.
This sounds the most bizarre story I think I've ever heard.
I swear it's true. I waited there forever. And the poor kids are waiting to left and right of me, like, hey, where's the food? I was like, I don't know. So they give us those little paper basket bags, you know what I'm talking about, where you can put fries in it and chicken fingers.
Yeah.
The chicken finger, Joe, was like a chicken filet. It was like this big, if you can see my hand. It's like yay big. I was like, that's a chicken finger? Oh, yeah, this is one of our chicken fingers. It was a chicken filet. They ended up getting an extra little chicken filet along with their little pizza stipend and a free drink.
All right, and what about a sporting event or a concert? You stood in line or anything like that?
Yeah.
To meet somebody?
Oh, no, not to meet anybody. I've never done the VIP stuff. I have never had that type of money to do so.
There's this Comic Con in town this weekend, and it's a crime Comic Con or something, and people are standing in line for that. But I stood in line for 3 hours to see Motley Crue at a record store back in 1983-84. Anything longer than that, I'm like, I'm not doing that. But to stand in line for 9 hours, I know, you know, it's funny. Back in the day, here's my old man talk, the Titans would have tickets go and sell at the box office like on a Friday morning at 9, and people would camp out.
Yeah.
So when I was in TV, I'd go hang out with them. There'd be like 150 people in line camping out for Titans tickets. And now I don't think they do that anymore.
You wait online, by the way. I remember last year for Nashville SC when they had the League's Cup final.
Yeah.
And people wouldn't get Inter Miami Lionel Messi tickets. There was an online wait for like hours, like 7 hours or so.
I know the Taylor Swift thing refreshing, but as far as physically standing there, these people at Nissan Stadium, they would camp out and became a big party. We'd go over there and do TV live shots on the whole thing just to talk to him and see. And it was fun.
Yeah.
So they've taken – I think that's all done. I don't think you can stand in line. Like, if you'd have been standing in line for Nashville SC for tickets, that'd been fun because you're out there all night. It's like when people would – like at Best Buy during Black Friday when spending all night out there.
Yeah.
That's fun. But to stand there for 9 hours – to stand there. How, like when Morgan Wallen did that pop-up concert a year and a half ago.
Free concert, yeah.
And people went downtown. I mean, I was like, does nobody work anymore? I did not know what that was going on. I was like, what in the world? Our buddy Harry Middle Henry says, I stood in line for 3 days trying to get my driver's license renewed. 3 days. Well, that's
really
going online now to do that. When you got the Messi tickets, did you go as a media member?
I went as a media member, yes.
Okay. All right, I was not involved in all that mess over there. No pun intended. Then that mess over there to do that. How did people? Was it online ticket wise?
Yeah, it was through Ticketmaster. So I think the club itself sent out like an exclusive link to all the season ticket members, and they were giving out an allotted price or whatever it may be. And then the people that were wanting to go for the general public, that link was put out like an hour or two later. But there were people sharing the season ticket member list or link, and so it got out of hand and so forth. So that's why there was such a long line. But yeah, that was that gist of it.
Yeah, I would just – I mean, if you're doing that and you're passionate and do all that stuff, you would stand in line all day and you could take off work. If I'm taking off work, I'm not sitting in line 9 hours for a Lenny Wilson concert. But if you want to do it, that's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, the NBA Finals are set.
Yeah, I am aware of this. Last night was a pretty pretty big blowout.
Well, I just laugh because the NBA league office is kind of like, thank God, it's not Indiana, Minnesota.
So does the finals go 7 games?
Yes, it does, which is way too much. Well, you know what? I don't mind the finals 7. Everything else, 5. It gets so much. I mean, it's just so much in this. So you get Boston and Dallas. in the NBA Finals, which the NBA is like, hey, thank God, because you got the iconic franchise of Boston, and at least you got one team in there people pay attention to. But if it's Indiana, Minnesota, I'm sorry, man. Nobody's watching that.
No.
Well, I'm watching this because it's Boston, and it makes me think about the Boston Celtics of when I was growing up. So it's kind of cool. Plus, there's a local connection. Luke Cornett, of course, worked with his mom over at Channel 4. Tracy, her son Luke plays for the Celtics, and so he'll be in this. And
that'll be fun.
There's some local ties with that.
Yeah.
And I don't. You know? Can you name one Dallas Maverick player?
Yeah, Luka Doncic.
Attaboy. You got the song queued up?
No, I'll go get the second floor, Luka.
Yeah, get that song. So every time we mentioned his name, we could do that. I was proud for you and Chase the other day. I was able to kind of broaden y'all's horizons with a song by Suzanne Vega. And when you get it, you just play it, and I'll shut my mouth. And David James likes that too as well. So the finals are set, Dallas and the Celtics. I think Dallas won in 11. I think they beat Miami and LeBron in 11. Ha, ha, which was good. And then Boston won. I know they won 81, 84, 86 because I'm an old man. And then they won again in
2008, I believe.
2008, yeah. That's right.
With Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen.
They beat
Rajon
the Lakers
Rondo.
In that?
I
need to look that up.
I don't believe so.
Here's what I know for none of that stuff. If you find it, let me know, man. There we go. In honor of the Dallas Mavericks. This is why Dallas will win right here.
My name is Luca. I live on the second floor. I live upstairs from you.
That's about it. Thank you for that.
This music video, Joe, is so bizarre.
It's sad. It's like a lonely person lives upstairs. It's got no friends. It's almost like my autobiography.
Joe. You are not that, Joe. Come on.
I'm trying to see when the Celtics, NBA champions, Wikipedia's letting me down today. Of course, that's okay. They won. The Mavericks won in 2011. They beat the Heat. And then, come on here, pal. And then let's go back up. Celtics won in 08. That's right. Beat the Lakers 4-2. And that was Kobe's team there. Then the Lakers rolled off two more after that. You know, there's a whole generation in my generation that grew up only knowing the Celtics and the Lakers winning NBA titles in the 80s. That was it. Lakers in 80, 82, 85, 87, 88. Boston, 81, 84, 86. The Sixers won in 83. And then, of course, the Pistons took over in 89 and 90, which, to me, one of the most underrated NBA teams of all time, the Pistons, because they beat the tar out of you. I mean, you earned everything in that. That's
I mean,
we are.
I feel like during that era too, like fouls were not as soft as they are today. Am I correct about that, Joe?
Well, players weren't soft. I mean, Bill Laimbeer and Rodman and those guys for the Pistons. I mean, that was a hell of a team with Joe Dumars and Vinnie Johnson and I'm leaving Isaiah Thomas. Yep. My goodness, and they went. I mean, so the Pistons won in 89-90. But I guess you know this will be fun. Dallas and Boston and. People pay attention to that.
I feel like between Jason Tatum and Luka Doncic, and obviously Kyrie Irving too, because he used to play for the Celtics, but it's a cool little storyline there. But between Luka Doncic and Jason Tatum, it's going to be an absolute just points fest between those two, just from what I've seen in the storylines here and so forth.
Do we know when the first game is? I know the Celtics have been on vacation for like 2 months now.
I believe we'll have to wait like a week or so because like this game, last night was game 5. So, and you had two more games to go along with that. So, probably next week.
I'm looking up. NBA Finals will begin on June 6th.
Okay.
So, D-Day. When is June 6th? That's next Thursday? That's not right.
No.
David James.
Thursday. Okay, yeah, Thursday.
Is it Thursday? It is Thursday. All right. So, you got a choice. CMA Fest or Game 1 of the NBA Finals?
I'll take CMA Fest.
Boston and Dallas. There you
I'll
go.
I have some buddies performing at CMA Fest.
Who are your buddies?
Two of them, yeah. One of them's a guitarist for him. Hayden Kaufman, yeah. He is, I believe, going to be performing on one of the stages at CMA Fest.
There's a bunch of stages. You need to find this out and promote your friend.
Yeah, sorry.
And do that. All right, we are off and running here on the Chase and Big Joe show today. We're going to leave a little early at 10:45 because Vanderbilt baseball will take over at 10:45. They game first pitch at 11 o'clock today. Over in the Clemson in the regional over there as they take on Coastal Carolina.
Correct.
I got it right. Good job. The alliteration helped me there. All right, back with more. Listen to the Chase and Big Joe Show right here. 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McCabe theme song. Driving around. I can't come in until he sings. Here we go. Everybody now. Up in Clarksville. All right, the great Eddie Rabbit right there for you on the Chase and Big Joe Show. 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Boss Man be here in just a little bit. Had to take care of some business at the homestead. Dr. Crane with myself. David James in the house. My body double back there. We're going to shoot this weekend. Be prepared for Pratt Falls, David, as we go down. If you're my body, that's not a compliment for my body. I'm so sorry for that. But you do kind of resemble me, and I apologize for that immensely. All right, some people weighing in. Does nobody watch the NBA anymore? I'm curious because I'm getting this, like, nobody cares, nobody cares. Randy says the best day of the sports year is the day after the NBA season's over with.
My word.
Does nobody watch it? I don't. I mean, they did the strike in 99, and I was like, I'm out, and I haven't returned. But I'm weird like that. When baseball had a strike in 94, when the Expos were going to win the World Series and baseball had a strike, and they canceled the World Series, I was done. That was 30 years ago, and I know that, and I get it. You tell Joe, get over it, move on. I tried. I can't do it. They canceled the World Series for two reasons. That one year, the Expos are the best team in baseball. They were fantastic. And secondly, my fantasy baseball team in 94 was amazing, and I got nothing out of it. They canceled the season, and then my fantasy baseball team was gone. Now, I've spoke about this often. My fandom for baseball truly ended. I was so mad when the Braves traded Dale Murphy in 1990, and that's a long time ago. I get that. I was crushed. So I stopped. I don't watch baseball that much. I mean, I'm football, and hockey. I watch a lot of hockey now, but when the Preds are involved.
Come on, Joe. I'll hold your hand and we'll go back to baseball.
I just, it doesn't.
Paul Skeens, that guy can throw 100-plus for like nine innings.
I like that. He's got my interest, so yeah. I'm watching when he's there. Everybody, and I'll watch Sonny Gray.
There you go.
And some of the other guys around here, Mookie Betts. I get all that, but as far as baseball, I ain't.
You mean basketball?
Well, I'm going back to baseball real quick before I get to basketball. When I would do baseball growing up, I would watch a Braves game on the West Coast playing the Padres at Jack Murphy Stadium for hours. Now, it's not so much time. It's just my interest is there. And if that's you, that's fine. I love it. I love that you're doing that. I love you're watching baseball. I'm passionate about it. I'm not. I mean, but I'll sit here and watch a damn Division II football game on the West Coast on Saturday night just because I'm so in love with football in the game. College, high school, college, high school, pro, that it doesn't matter. But back to basketball now. I don't know, something. I think maybe when Jordan left, I left.
Yeah, I mean, that's valid. I mean, it's an era-esque player. I mean, there are people that grow up with certain players in their era that they like. I mean, for example, for me, I'm not the biggest basketball fan, but right. I mean, I'm a Knicks fan. I guess you could say I'm a Knicks fan, and like I don't follow them throughout the season, but if they're on primetime TV, I'll flip it on and just – it's ambiance noise for me.
Okay, yeah. And not like the ratings. Some have said the ratings are awful. I mean, when I was watching Atlanta Hawks game on a Tuesday night, they're playing – and I know they're playing the Charlotte team, whatever, the Bobcats.
Hornets.
Or the Hornets now.
Yep.
Are they the Hornets now?
Yeah, they switched back to the Hornets.
Okay, see, I even missed that. And then there was maybe 500 people in the stands. But, I mean, it was enjoyable. It was fine, but – I don't know. I'm not going to probably watch any of this. And I hate it for myself.
You know that 500 people in that crowd, Joe, they'd show up for a bingo tournament. I'd tell you that right now.
They probably would, wouldn't they?
500 people would show up to a bingo tournament.
That would, like, I took pride in rattling off champions of all the sports, at least the big three that I followed. I can't tell you who won basketball last year.
That's Denver Nuggets.
Denver Nuggets. Yep, okay.
There you
Thank
go.
You.
You're welcome.
I mean, I'm good, like 70s and 80s and 90s. I'm the victim of my own age, I guess, or whatever you want to call it.
I will flip the script on you here, Joe. Going back to question of the day, How long have you waited in line for something?
Well, the 3 hours for Motley Crue. I waited for that. But
you haven't done anything for your kids, like wait in line, like you were talking about? No.
I waited in One Direction for my daughter. It was about around 3 hours as well.
Oh wow!
And then but you know, when it's three for your kids, it's a whole different thing. But 9 hours? No, I'm not waiting in line 9 hours to do all that stuff. I'm not sure what I'd wait in line 9 hours for. I don't know.
Maybe if it's a very special restaurant for me. I mean, if it's a certain
nine hours,
that's working up an appetite, Joe. Think about it that way. You're okay. Waiting 9 hours, and you're not having anything to eat or drink. You're working up an appetite.
Now, would you wait nine if you knew the payoff? Like, would you wait 9 hours for Super Bowl tickets if you knew you're going to get a pair in the upper deck? Nine hours, but you had to wait in line.
I mean, it depends on the price, but yes, I would.
$1,000 a pop.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I would too.
Yeah, I've seen people that go online, like for example, Ticketmaster, who's in this big uproar because they're, you know, monopolizing the ticket prices.
Yeah.
But I saw some this past year, it was like $5,000 for like a nosebleed at the top of the Super Bowl. I'm like, whoa, that is a little excessive.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think that's a one kind of thing, like it's a Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah, but like imagine if you're an international fan coming from like Europe or somewhere just on a different continent, and you fly over here to America to watch a Super Bowl. Oh, $5,000? Yeah, that must be a normal thing in America. No, it's not.
Right.
We don't do that. No. Americans, we like to enjoy nice things. And if we can't enjoy nice things, we don't go to it. Watch it on TV like everybody else.
Well, if you're flying over, you've got money, I already assume, to do all that.
I don't know. There's some people, Joe, that budget their money and try to, you know, budget the ticket on the plane,
right,
and then budget how much you're going to spend for souvenirs, and then budget how much you're going to pay for the ticket. I mean, if the ticket's over for me, if I were to pay $5,000 for a ticket, I'd probably go cry in a hole.
What with the Titans schedule come? Is there one team that you'd pay a lot of money? I'm trying to pull the schedule now that you'd go see that you'd stand in line for. I've always said this, like growing up here, to see the Packers and the Cowboys and the Raiders come to town is something we never dreamed of. So all you young ones, you're lucky, man. I envy you. You get to grow up, the generation grow up with seeing. And the same goes for hockey, watching the Rangers and the Maple Leafs and these Canadians and these iconic teams come to town is something else that, my goodness, we never thought that would happen. But as far as football goes, it's crazy. I mean, so like Aaron Rodgers and the Jets are coming here, right? I think that's the Jets. Very cool. I'm a huge Joe Namath fan. But to see the Jets roll into my hometown, and I know the Titans have been here since 97 when they were the Oilers, but it's still pretty badass to watch these NFL teams roll through here.
Yeah, I mean, the Jets would be on my kind of, yeah, I'd like to go see them. I'd probably say the Houston Texans, not just because it's a rivalry game or, you know, the Columbia Blue Jerseys or whatever that may be. I'm kind of having more fantasy football implications of watching it.
Right.
CJ Stroud is my fantasy quarterback in a dynasty league. So, like, you know, it's kind of cool to be like a fantasy football general manager in a dynasty league. You're like, oh, these are players I drafted. This is kind of cool.
So, all right. So here's a little tease for the next break. There's one football team coming to Nissan Stadium this year that got its butt kicked so bad by the Titans on a Monday night football game that the head coach went to work and said, my team will never get manhandled the way they did. I'm going to tell you, the team, the coach, the game, and the year that the Titans did this to this team, it's all in the book, too. I was reading, I was like, this is fascinating. And this coach is what he did after his butt kicked is something else. We'll tell you what that is. You're listening to the Chase and Big Joe Show right here, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. On Thursday,
Chase and Big Joe. Chase actually here now, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. On this Friday, Joe's trying to make me feel better.
There you go, buddy.
I appreciate it.
You want to get it off your chest?
I will in a second. You had a nice tease before the break, so
okay,
go ahead
thank
and
you.
Pay it off.
All right, so this year the New England Patriots roll through town again. They play week 9, they play the Titans. It's a brand new Patriots team. Drake May, quarterback, Bill Belichick gone, Gerard Mayo, Tennessee guy, leading the team. But something happened in 2002. The Titans played the Patriots on Monday Night Football. Titans won the game 24-7. Whatever. In the book Patriot Reigns, Bill Belichick talks about how the Titans came in and manhandled his football team. Manhandled them. This is 2002.
What year? 2002.
Yep. And Tom Brady was a 14 of 29, 130 yards interception. I mean, it was the stats were nothing great. Eddie had 101 yards rushing. But the way the Titans just pushed them around, Bill Belichick went back home and said, that's not going to happen again. This is how you win football games. So the next year when they played in the playoffs, when they beat them up there, that was kind of Belichick's motivation. Like, they pushed us around last year. I know it was last year. It can't happen again. Bill Belichick is from here. He even went to visit his aunt in Cookeville, and she passed away not long after that. But he had time to process about making the trip to Nashville. So he said, this is not going to happen again. Now, was this the genesis for the team rolling off, winning Super Bowls 3 and 4? I don't know. But when a coach puts that in a book and says, hey, we were manhandled, we were outcoached, everything. But manhandled is a word I haven't heard in a long time. And they did that. So that's why this Patriots game to me is kind of interesting, because they're rolling through in a brand new regime and they take on the Titans in week 9.
Yeah. So did you ever watch the Man in the Arena documentary with Tom Brady?
Did not, but I should.
Yeah. I actually think you would like it. So Vrabel is in, I think it's the first episode. And they talk about that game.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, and how Belichick used it like the rest of the year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That was like a huge motivational piece for them. That, you know, I mean, that was like one of those, like, you were embarrassed, like, it's, you know, something like
right.
that. Like, you just found, you know, coaches, like, they find, and yeah. I'm like even more, you know, I used to be like a lot of people, and like I didn't like the Patriots, I didn't like Brady or Belichick or whatever, but now that it's past all that, like, I'm fascinated by them, and watching different interviews that Belichick has done or with McAfee. I found this clip of, I think it was from the NFL 100 greatest players, and Collinsworth and Belichick are talking to Ed Reed about how he picked off Peyton Manning one time and how he went through the play, and Belichick was like amazed of
that's cool
what Ed Reed did on that play. Because, I mean, there's just stuff like that. But that was a big part of that episode of Man in the Arena. You should definitely watch it. I think you would enjoy it.
Well, the game was December 16th, and it was 60 degrees. That's just a weird temperature for December. But Nashville temperature is weird with that. But they roll through. We were just talking about the games you're excited to see this year. The Jets.
That's probably one of the most fascinating ones, just because – you know, there's already videos of Aaron Rodgers taking his cleat off at practice, and it's like, uh-oh, is the Achilles not, you know, healed or all that stuff? And, you know, are they making a big deal of too big of a deal? And
I got to tell you, and I try to exercise that's the thought more than anything else that scares me to death. Not dying of a heart attack, because then you're dead, but blowing your Achilles out.
I'm worried about doing that, tripping over my dog.
like
I wake. So, you know, we've talked about this. We've talked about this before, that I've entered the age that, you know, 2:30, 3:30 in the morning, nature calls. And so I wake up and have to do that. Well, in the middle of the night, it's dark and I'm half asleep still. The dog decides he wants to lay in the middle of the path that I have to go. And so there's been a few times that I've tripped over the dog a few times, and then a cat runs out, you know, tries to, you know, take my legs out and everything.
What's going on over there, man?
And we got a lot going on.
A lot of kingdom.
So that's my there was one night that the thought popped in my head, because I kind of landed funny, and I'm like I knew I didn't hurt anything, but I'm like, this is how I'm going to rupture my Achilles.
Yeah.
And like, or tear an ACL or something like that.
The thing about the
Achilles, dog will be fine.
I think an ACL, you could got the crutch, you can limp around. But when you got that Achilles, you got to do that little scooter thing.
Yeah.
And then so you got to ride around on that or push it around. I was like, I don't like that. And we've known people, our dear friend, the late, great Bob Hyde, was walking down a set of steps. He said the last step he hit and his Achilles snapped. I'm like, oh, that's great. And now I've heard from runners who are like, I stopped running because I felt a little twinge in my Achilles, and I was done after that. So, all right, the floor's yours, my man.
Well, you know, I think I made the right decision, because when, you know, initially I was very, 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 very pissed off, and, you know, was going to just jump on you know, remotely. And I think driving in was probably...
Well, why were you late? Why were you not here at the beginning of the
show? Well, and I'm not going to go into too much detail because, you know, I've kind of been talked off the ledge by my spiritual advisor, Sean Ford, a.k.a. my boss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're kind of dealing with some, you know, it was an appointment that was supposed to come to my house and fix a service.
Okay.
You know? And actually, it was my, I call it the farm. It was my dad's old house that I'm fixing up and is like my, it's been in our family for a long time. And so I have, you know, stuff out there and a tree knocked things down and they were going to come fix it this morning. And so I was like, okay, I had everything set up. I was, had our remote kit, going to do the show there while they fixed it and then be on my merry way.
Okay.
And they were supposed to be there between 8 and 10. Well, right at 8 o'clock, I'm getting texts. It's like, hey, they're on the way. I'm like, great, cool, awesome. Looking out. And it's a, you know, it's rural. And my neighbor, we share a driveway. And so if you go left, you go to my neighbor's. If you go straight, you go to mine. But it's marked. Like, the addresses are marked. Well, I guess he went to the neighbor's, but he never called. He didn't knock on their door. He or she.
I'm sorry. Okay.
And next thing I know, I get a text that says, hey, they're there. Go greet them. And I'm like looking out and I'm like, no, they're not. And I even looked over at the neighbors and I didn't see anybody. And I was
like, did you see the car pull up?
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
Okay.
No. I never saw anything.
Right.
And they did at some point because I asked my neighbor, I'm like, did you see anybody? And he went home. He pulled his camera up and he goes, yeah, I guess they were there for like 2 minutes. So they weren't there very long.
Gosh.
And then it said, sorry, we missed you. Your appointment's been canceled. And I'm like, oh, son of a.
Did you talk to an actual person?
No.
Oh, man.
I couldn't get an actual – it was a text thing. I was texting with an actual person at that point, but it wasn't the technician. And I was just like, could they not have called?
Right.
So we got it rescheduled for this afternoon. It's fine. It is what it is. I know – I'm still mad. Like, I'm
– Well, I just – so who – did the guy lie? Did he lie?
I don't know. I just don't think he was there very long.
It sounds like me if I would have been like a service guy. Never call me because I'm not fixing anything.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, I came by. But now Ring cameras have changed the game. This reminds me of the Seinfeld episode. Was it the mail? And Kramer, the mailman, was going to be there between 10 and 2.
Yeah.
He doesn't show up, and Kramer turns the tables on him. So we're good now, right?
And we will be. Okay. I have to deal with this afternoon, but hopefully it'll get fixed, and something has to get fixed. And the best part is – when I was going through the initial process of setting up an appointment,
right,
you know, everything's automated now. So it's like, oh, your service isn't working. Have you unplugged this and plugged this back in? And I'm like, yes, I've done that. And I finally get somebody on the phone, and again, they're going through the, and I go, I think I can tell you the problem. And they're like, oh, and well, is it your modem? And I go, no, it's the cable laying in the middle of the yard. I'm pretty sure that has something to do with it.
Can you plug that in? Do you mind? If you don't mind. I'll tell you, never leaves you hanging. Busy bee.
I know. They don't. They are absolutely fantastic, and that's why we are very well done, by the way.
Thank you.
That's why we are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.
All right. Take a deep breath. You're here now. We got
I'm
more
here.
To talk about.
I'm happy. We're going to have more fun on a Friday. I heard you guys on the way in talking about the NBA and everything.
Yeah.
I do have a few thoughts on that. And then why, like, I think it's fascinating why hockey has just been, like, must-see television. In the NBA, now we got to wait, you know, 3 months for the NBA Finals
right.
to start.
Yeah.
And all of that. But we'll do that much more. 615-737-1025. Chasing Big Joe, 1025-1063 The Game.
I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside, like my heart's strung a beat free. And the stab of loneliness sharp.
Little George Jones on a Friday. 1025 The Game, our text line. And phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. So you are not an NBA guy. Oh, here
I,
we go. Hit it.
Now the race is on, and here comes pride at the backstretch.
Hey!
Heartaches
I think in the 80s and 90s, I was the biggest NBA fan.
Yeah.
I could not get – I was in a fantasy basketball league, and I could not get enough of the NBA. I think after the strike in 99, I was like, nah, I'm done.
So, I grew up in the 90s. So, naturally, I grew up with the greatest basketball player of all time. There is no argument in my mind. You know, summer sports talk radio, who's better, LeBron, Jordan? There's no argument. Like, LeBron's great.
Yeah.
LeBron is fantastic. LeBron is a Hall of Famer. You know, Kobe, like, there's a bunch of them. Jordan is the best of all time. There's no argument, in my opinion.
Oh, I'm with you.
So, I grew up watching those teams in the 90s. And I mean, look, it was a different era of basketball. I mean, I just think it was a better era of basketball. And so, I just kind of once Pippen, and Pippen was always my favorite, once Pippen and Jordan retired and, you know, they kind of moved on and moved into the different era. Like, I liked Shaq and Kobe, but I never had that same.
Yeah. Why?
You know, I don't know. It's a great question. I don't know. I think I liked Shaq more than Kobe. And then when there was the split, like, Kobe was kind of, you know, portrayed as the bad guy and everything. And so I just kind of, and then LeBron, I never was a LeBron fan. I didn't dislike him. I just never was a fan.
Yeah,
like, it wasn't one of those like if I was my age now and it was that era and the Bulls and stuff, I would stop and I would watch Jordan and Pippen and that team, those teams play basketball.
Yeah.
If LeBron's on, like even in his prime, like I just didn't care.
And that's the thing with me too as well. I was like, nah, I'm not sure what that goes on. But I mean, you go back to Jordan. We were lucky. Jordan's probably the greatest. I mean, you look what Jordan's done, championships, the branding, the Air Jordan. I mean, everything. I mean, he's a terrible owner, but he made hundreds of millions of dollars.
Hey, he's doing great with the race team right now.
Right. So with him, he's the greatest pitch man athlete of all time. There's my look, impact Muhammad Ali, probably. We still talk about him today, what Muhammad Ali did. But with Jordan, as far as the impact for generations and generations, I mean, when Air Jordans come out, you guys flip your minds to get a pair of shoes.
Yeah, it's interesting because, like, from just a marketing standpoint, like, who's the most marketable athlete of all time?
Oh, it's Jordan.
And then probably Tiger.
God, that's
Tiger
a good
was.
One.
That's a Tiger good one. Absolutely was. And even after his transgressions and everybody, and I'm sure it wasn't the first time, but that's one of the first times I can remember somebody getting canceled, basically.
Yeah.
And he wasn't canceled very long.
No, not at all. That's a good one.
Because you know what he did? He got up in front of a camera, and whether a word of truth came out of his mouth or not, he apologized publicly, and everybody, you know, pretty much forgave.
He did the Oprah thing, too. I remember that.
Yeah, right.
Peyton, not so much, because Peyton tried to get involved in everything. With Jordan, it's like,
I'd
here's
put him
the
up
shoes,
there, though.
Gatorade, a few things. That Peyton's just over everywhere. I'm over. I'm not going to get
know,
into it.
You're not.
I know.
But,
move
but
on.
I mean, like, from marketability, athletes, marketability, Jordan's probably one. Tiger's probably two. And maybe in money wise, Tiger would be one. You know, like the Serena Williams, maybe. I mean, she was up there.
Female wise,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Peyton, Mia Hamm, like Mia Hamm for a while, you know, in the late '90s,
who's she
early
married
2000s.
To? You got this, pal.
Your buddy says Dick Trickle. That's pretty. Hey. Dick Trickle, the only race car driver that's got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth going down the backstretch at Daytona. I don't know. I don't
no
remember.
More.
Oh, that's right.
No more.
That's right.
But I he's got to go Jordan. Anyway, so I'm with you, man. But
Ken Griffey Jr. That's another one.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Yep.
But you talk top of the mountain. It's Jordan and Tiger with all that. I mean, if the endorsement around when Muhammad Ali was around, my goodness, it would have been something on that level. But for the NBA, it's just, I don't know. It happened, I guess, when the dynasty ended. I kind of like, I'm going away as well, too.
Fair text, 6638, you guys are showing your American bias. How about Messi and Ronaldo? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, they are.
No. You go to a park, and you know, I mean, you talk. All right, you got Jordan or Messi.
Jordan's going to be.
Yeah. I'm talking about right here, right now, around us. It's Michael Jordan.
It is interesting though, like worldwide, like who even today who has bigger pull, Jordan or Messi?
I'm probably Messi.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think Jordan's, it's a lot. I think you're going to have, this is what, and you tell me if you agree with this or not, Dr. Crane. You're going to have soccer guy that's going to argue Messi because that's their bubble. And you're going to have basketball guy that's going to argue Jordan. I'm like somebody like us that doesn't care either way. I'm still going to say Jordan.
I'm telling you right now, at a soccer field in Paris, they're not saying Jordan. I mean, it's
you. You would be surprised.
See, I disagree. Like I, man. But you know, but hey. I mean, like I'm saying,
because Messi's now for this generation. It's
but
now.
if Michael Jordan walked up to that soccer field, they're going to know, and they're going to run to him.
Guess who?
They're going to know who he is. I've seen it at a racetrack.
That's America.
I know, but like
they know he's
it's
there.
It's a racetrack. Like I have seen it. And it's like, oh my God, it's Michael Jordan. And when he was here a few years ago for the Ally 400,
yep.
Like you would have thought you would have thought Taylor Swift was at the racetrack because people were trying to get a glimpse of Jordan.
What were you saying there, Dr. Crane?
No, I hate to do that. Sorry about that, Chase. Nope. He's right. He's absolutely right. If you go to Paris right now, you know who's the sponsor of PSG? Paris Saint-Germain, the main French soccer team, club team.
Who?
Michael Jordan. Jordan.
Is he really?
Yeah.
See, your guys are educating me today, and I enjoy that. I had no idea.
Chase is 100% right. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic.
Cut that look again. I'm in that studio.
Don't fight me. I mean, it's fat.
Oh, there's been fights in there before.
It's a fantastic argument.
It is. It truly is. But I'm with you about Jordan, the greatest basketball player of all time.
There's no argument in my mind.
Nope.
Joe, if you want to fight, I will call Morgan Wallen, and we'll get a chairs match going.
Okay. We could do that. Can I throw you off the top of the building?
Please don't.
If you do that, I'll make sure to wear a parachute, but it's all right.
Parachute.
Listen, a trailer door's hit me. I feel like I'm invincible for the most part.
I don't think a parachute's going to do you any good, bud.
You never know.
Did you ever, when you had the little toy soldiers you throw off with the parachute? Those things were the greatest.
They were pretty cool. Off the top of the stairs.
They'd come down. When they hit the ground, they'd start fighting you. At least in my mind. All right. Hey, Chase, we're out early today. Vanderbilt baseball.
That's what I hear.
Pre-game at 10:45, they take on Coastal Carolina today.
That is right. Keep going.
And then that's at 11. That's a first pitch at 11 with Andrew Algreta.
Well done.
And then
Vanderbilt baseball is brought to you by Smoky Mountain Tops, your countertop experts. Visit SmokyMountainTops.com. There you go. How about that?
Yep. Also at 10:30 today, kind of a new segment, what's happening around town. For you, if you're getting out this weekend, we got a little something cool that's going on that just opened. We're going to tell you guys about that at 10:30.
We will do that. Faux show. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.